Hello, 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 hello. Hello out there to each and every one of y'all. How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing cool.
Welcome,
how's
welcome,
everybody
welcome,
else?
Everyone.
Hey,
yes.
Nice to have
doing
you
good,
there, buddy.
Doing good.
Blessings, everyone.
How's everybody doing
blessings
on this?
To you too.
All right. How's everyone doing on this Six Eyes Radio Christmas Eve? How's everyone doing?
Merry Christmas. Well, it's cold here, but I'm warm.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, it is definitely cold outside. So we want to welcome everybody to the Six Eyes Radio, a very Merry Christmas here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Christmas edition, kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Nicole, Pride and Joy, and the rest of the cast. Let's go around the room and find out how everybody's mental is doing. So we start with the ladies first. No particular order.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Everybody that's out there. I'm Ms. Pride and Joy, and I'm calling from North Carolina. And I just want to say that my mental is great. I can't complain. My mental is doing awesome and amazing, you know. And also, I want to just say shout out to those Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? We just hit another game win, so I just want to say shout-out to them. But I'm having an awesome, amazing day, and I hope each and every one of you are, too.
Okay, okay. All right, all right.
How about you, Sister
Ruthie?
Yeah,
how are
you doing?
Lord. I'm praising the Lord. I'm allowed to be inside and not outside. And also praise the Lord for his birth. And we know it wasn't on December 25th because what were the shepherds doing out in the middle of the field at their flocks by night? It wouldn't be able to handle it in the winter. So we think it's probably a different type of season, but we know he was born.
Okay. So we'll talk about that later on. Maybe Wolfgang will expound upon that. Who else do we have? Any other queens with us?
All right.
All right.
Glad to be in this evening with everyone. This is Nicole, Nicole of NorCal. So I come up with some other kind of name.
You don't know where you live.
To say. But anyways, wanting to put prayers out there for our sister Linda. She's in hospital, if I have this correct, at present. And we're wishing her well, as well as all those who are under the weather and tuning in even still. Tonight on this Christmas Eve, 2022. Just glad to be here. Love y'all.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Before I say my mental and everything, we want to continue to pray for the sick and shut in. That's anybody that's under the weather. Like I said, my little girl is under the weather, so speedy recovery for her. Also, keep Mama Tyler in your prayers on this Christmas. Very beautiful lady. So keep her in your prayers as well. God can turn it around. Also, my friends, my family, my friends, your friends, just praying for the world. And Merry Christmas to my family, from my family to yours. Merry Christmas. And in about 30-plus minutes, my nephew will be turning 30 years old. So happy birthday, Devontae Teray.
Yes.
So, yeah, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so I guess he had his Christmas gift earlier in June when he had his first child. So my great-nephew, Montario, so Uncle loves you, and the rest of my nieces and nephews, I love y'all too. So we're gonna have a great show. Like I said, music is here. ATL is here. We're going to have a great conversation. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. That is 424-243-9617 on this very merry Six Eyes Christmas, kicking it with Six Eyes. And the gang, I'm not going to say everybody's name because I don't feel like it. So
Six.
Wow.
Yeah, Six, I just talked to Pastor Bonnet this evening, and he said you might be on tonight.
Okay, that'd be great.
Oh,
that'd be great.
Nice.
And I'll give him his gift when he gets on here. Once again, I do want to thank the staff of the Six Eyes Radio Network. It is the Six Eyes Radio Network, but it is an us, not me. So I want to thank everybody for all they do and continue to do. May we go into this new year with greatness, just nothing but greatness. And like I said, we're going to have a great show. As you know, this is the first Christmas without Mama Six Eyes, so it's rough for me, but I'm making it. I got family, I got friends, you know, that love me, and I appreciate that, so I'm going to make it. Louis ATL is here, you know, that's my brother, you know, so we're going to have a great show, like I say.
Thank you.
A very Merry Christmas here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Christmas. All
Amen.
Right.
Christmas.
Amen.
Oh,
my mental.
And the wolf's on the prowl tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. So my mental, So like I said, my mental is here. I got 1 foot pointed backwards in the past, you know, reflecting on good times of family memories. We'll talk about that later on. And I got 1 foot forward, moving forward. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. So like I said, my mental, I'm good. I'm good. God is good. I'm sad, but I'm happy. You know.
Amen.
Love you, Mama. Amen.
Welcome, Princess Nikhale.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. Now, I asked with everybody on the line, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Of course.
All right.
Hello, everyone. All right. Sending my love and blessings on this beautiful Christmas Eve. And I'm with Charles. Just reflecting and missing Mama Six Eyes as well. That's a very special lady to me, and I love her dearly. She's really the only other mother that I or mom that I call mom. But she's just a beautiful person, and I truly miss her. I miss our conversations and the camaraderie with her and praying with her. She's just someone I love dearly, and I thank Charles so much for being in my life and sharing mom. She always called me her daughter, so I love her dearly.
Amen. And like I said, we want Mama Tyler to get well. And is she woke this time of night?
I don't know. She sleeps a lot, and I don't know if it's just the medication or what, you know. She has her moments. I talked to her today,
okay.
And she seemed to be in good spirits, as usual.
That
I appreciate
good. You, like,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, you are blessed to still have her with you, and it's a blessing. We're going to get into some Christmas songs, and then we're going to come back. And, Louis, where you at?
Yeah, I'm right here. It's the boy DJ TLM South. How's everybody live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network?
Here
on the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's your boy DJ TLM South. First thing, this is definitely a moment for me because I do miss Mama Six Eyes. I know she was on it for the year last year, the last 3 years I've been on. She was always having
yeah.
presence come on, so it is definitely a lonely thing for her not to be here. And I know there's a lot of folks that we have celebrated that's not here. Our
yeah.
fathers, our moms, distant cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're going to celebrate everybody. This, like I say, this,
right.
yeah, we're going to celebrate everybody. Everybody's going to go around the board and share some good memories, you know, with our parents that's passed on. We're going to share some good memories. That's going to be later on in the show, though. I am about to play some Christmas music and dance at the same
Uh-oh.
Time. I know Mama gets kicked out of that. So here we go.
All
right.
Before you do that, Missionary Wolfgang was going to give his mental. He did the howl.
Oh, go right ahead.
Bless you.
Go right ahead.
Well, I'm doing perfect tonight, doing a 10. And just want everybody to know, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Like
Merry
I said,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And like I said, we're going to have a great show. We're going to have a great show, great show, great show. All right. Music coming up.
I'm sorry. I can't complete your request. I'm sorry. Something's gone wrong.
Well, get it right. Get it right.
Getting ready to boogie, y'all. Get ready. Okay. So while we wait for music to show up, maybe it's stuck on the sleigh. We're going to... Okay. Everybody said their mental health, how everybody's doing, correct?
Yes. Well, okay. I believe so, yes.
Okay, so we've done that. We've done that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wolfgang, if you can play a couple of songs real quick, and I'm going to step away. I'll be right back.
Well, I'm pulling up the board because they're having problems with the computer. So,
well, I'm hoping my internet has gone down. So let me see what's going on.
Well, while Nikhail's getting ready, I was going to, you mentioned having me tell about Jesus and his birth and that kind of thing. Well, as we had on Wednesday, we had a show talking about the Star of Bethlehem. And if anybody wants to go back and listen to that, they'll find that Jesus, his conception happened in September, and his birth happened in June. And the three wise men appeared in Bethlehem on December 25th when they gave the gifts. So you'll want to check out that. Go check out the Wednesday show this last Wednesday, and you'll be able to understand all those dates and how they fell in for the birth of Christ. And it's very interesting. Amen.
Yes, indeed. Oh,
wow.
I really enjoyed it. Amen.
All right.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. Let's see.
Just got a call from Santa.
Getting fun in here. Did you specifically want Charles? Is he there?
I'm right here. What's up?
Okay, did you say Christmas music?
Yep, I got it right here. I just talked to Santa.
Okay.
What do you think about?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas from Six Eyes Radio.
Why'd you call me B? If
you were not just as you are.
All right, did y'all like that?
Come on, Chad. Come on, LeVar.
We're having a Christmas show at our skating club this year. Oh, but I could be in it if I had someone to skate. But I need a partner who's handsome and graceful. Get away from me, you stupid beagle. Brother, how would you like to be my partner in the skating show? Forget it. We hoppies would be caught dead in a pair of those tippy-toe skates. And a Merry Christmas to you, too. Why don't you watch where you're going? Look, Fico, there isn't enough room for both of us on this pond. Go home. There's a stocking cap coming up the street. Here's the leash. You got dog, I need a leash.
I wish you could walk here by yourself. It's so embarrassing.
Where are you going? Santa Claus is down at the
would you care to explain what you heard?
How did it go?
We really didn't talk that much. He seemed very busy.
I don't know, Linus. To me, oh, Susanna, just doesn't sound very Christmassy.
Toggle control.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I love Charlie Brown's Christmas. I love that. What do you think, Louis? Okay, where did Louis go? Wolfgang, where you at? Y'all need some coffee?
What you need, Six?
Where is Wolfgang?
I don't know. I'm in the garage, but I'm here.
Okay. You know, if he... Okay. No worries. No worries. Happy holidays.
I'm right here. I had another call real quick.
Yeah, somebody tried to call, and they know better than to call during the show.
So what's up?
I'm right here. What's up, guys?
I'm not certain. I just know
we're doing a show. That's what's going on. So everybody stay by your phone because I'm asking questions.
I know, but what happened, I got this other call, and then they wouldn't get me on my one line, then they call my cell phone.
Okay. A very merry Six Eyes Christmas on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I'm sorry.
Network, kicking it with Six Eyes. ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Wolfgang, Ruthie, Nickel, and the rest of the gang, and myself, Six Eyes, that's right. All right. So what we're going to do now is kind of go around the room and share some childhood memories. Now, I guess I'll start it off. So what we used to do at the Six Eyes household, my sister and I used to sleep under the tree. That's one thing we used to do, and it was real fun. We have our cocoa. We sleep under the tree because on each side of the tree is a heater. So we have our blankets and we sleep under the tree. And I'm old. So when I was growing up, we had the big bulbs, which I prefer, the big lights. Those are the lights that I preferred growing up, and if they still made them, that's what I would get. But now they got these little skinny bulbs, and I don't like those so much, but that's my memories of Christmas. Mom and Dad, you know, I would go to bed at 8 o'clock. You know, I'd wake up. My afro is flat. I got to pick it back out. But I get in the bed at 8 o'clock. I'm asleep, you know. And I'm asking my sister, I said, well, how is Santa Claus going to get in the house? We ain't got no fireplace. Now, she's 3 years older than me, so I guess I was very gullible. And she said, well, from the ground, the chimney looks real small. But when you get up there, it's huge. Okay, so I said, so he's going to be able to fit down there? Yes. I said, well, what about the thing that's on there? Because Dad said that it's the thing that keeps the birds out. Oh, Santa has a special thing to get down the chimney. I said, okay, I'm believing all this. So anyway, nonetheless, all I know, I wake up the next day, and we got presents. Because a lot of times we would sleep under an empty tree. And then I guess after we went to our room, if we went to our room, they would bring out the big, big presents. So we wake up and the living room is full of presents. So those are just some great memories I remember going to sleep, putting out the cookies, you know, the drink for Santa, waking up. Half the cookies are eaten. And you couldn't tell me Santa Claus wasn't there. You know, Mom and Dad got a kick out of that, but it's just a lifetime of memories with Mom and Dad. You know, Mom, Dad, you know, brother and sister. Here recent, you know, this is the first Christmas without Mom. But like I said, I just hold on to the great memories. And Mama, Dad, sister, brother, y'all having a concert here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. You got a lot of family and friends on here that you haven't met yet. So everybody say hello to Mama, Papa, Six Eyes, sister, and brother.
Mama, Six Eyes. Awesome fun.
All right.
So that's
my memory of Christmas. And we'll go around the room.
All right. I guess I'll go next since nobody's speaking up.
Yeah, is anybody still there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Are y'all not hearing me?
Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you. I'm waiting until everybody shares theirs, then I'll share mine at the very end.
Everybody sounds good here.
Okay.
All right. So can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I'm going to share mine. I remember, having those fresh Christmas trees and decorating them. And one of my favorite memories was with my mother and my grandmother. We used to make our own Christmas ornaments, and we'd get the satin balls and decorate them with sequins or ribbon, pearls, just a lot of different stuff. I remember stringing the popcorn, which I was like, why are we putting popcorn on the Christmas tree? But we did different things, but mostly we kept our Christmas balls, and that was always fun. The baking, oh my gosh. My great grandmother's cakes were obsolete. Just amazing. But we always had a good time. I remember my brother now on the if I did not stay up and protect my toys or whatever I got for Christmas, it was destroyed. I remember I got a brand new walking baby doll, tall ones. I think I had about three of them, and I know at least two of them my brother shaved the heads or cut all the hair off of my dolls. Why, I don't know. I had does anybody remember the iceberg thing? Where you freeze the ice in a little container and then you scrape it, and they had the little cones and you put the flavor in it?
Yes.
Okay. Listen. I never got to try the flavor because my brother ate them all that night. And he just, I don't know why he destroyed my toys, but he did. So anyway, and I remember I used to love, we'd have Christmas at home, and then we'd go around to my grandparents' house, and I was fortunate enough to get to know nine of my grandparents and great-grandparents. So we always had a beautiful Christmas, but my mom made sure that we always knew that it was the birthday of Jesus. So it was like, I couldn't understand, okay, why are we getting presents and Jesus isn't getting presents as a kid? But it was funny, and now I don't worry about the gifts. I mean, it's beautiful to give. I always make sure I try to do something for my nieces. But we always had a beautiful Christmas, always. Whether we got anything or not, it was just special, and Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I am truly missing my mother. I'm truly missing my grandmother. I'm missing, oh, my gosh, Mama's size. So, but I'm happy and I'm thankful. And I'm blessed and thankful to be here with all of you all to celebrate this day.
Yeah.
And I am.
Hi, I want to talk about Christmas. Me and my brother and sisters, we all are 1 year apart. So I have an older sister, then I have a brother, then I have myself and a younger brother. But my younger brother, he wasn't in the picture just yet. It was just us three. And we used to go and wait till my mama go to work. We used to wait till they go to work or you know, grocery store or whatever. And then we would run in there and try to see our presents. And try to see what all they got us for Christmas, and then we'll throw it all up back in there and try to put it all back up nice and neat how she had it planned. And most of the time it would be wrong because, like I said, each and every one of us was stepping stools. So at that time, you can get a guy, you know, a boy and a girl the same thing if it was, you know, like technical stuff or stuff that both sides play with, like the video games, the Pac-Man, and all those things. You can get those things where you can share them at. So I just enjoy Christmas the most of just, you know, trying to figure out who got what before Christmas. It was mean because, you know, by the time Christmas came, we all knew that what we all was going to get by what we see when we was in there. Because, like I said, we were going in, sneaking in, and then we'll go back and put them all nice and neat like she had them.
Bad.
Like nobody had to touch it. So we try to throw stuff all on top of it like she had it and fix it like she had it. But my mom will always know that we went and, you know, snuck in there. And looked at what we already had. So, you know, when we still, when we got it, we try to be, you know, like that same excitement that you would have got if you wouldn't have seen it for real and then seen it. We try to give that same excitement to her, you know, each and every time, you know, for Christmas Day. You know, like we've never looked in there. No, all the time we already knew what we already had. But it's still amazing just to wake up, be able to wake up with your family, be able to wake up with your sisters and brothers, and be able to, you know, just to get up and play with your stuff together. Because, you know, if you got bicycles, everybody was outside riding their bicycles. You know, the whole neighborhood out there riding your bicycles and stuff, your skateboards, your roller skates, whatever was in at that particular time. You know, we had it, and we could go out there with everybody else and do what everybody else was doing. So I just think those fun memories, that, you know, with your mom, you know, seeing your parents happy just to know that you was happy, you know, and, you know, we already knew about Christmas, you know, through our parents and stuff like that. But it was also a happy moment just to see each other and just to be with each other all on that same day and, you know, love on one another and know that we care about each other and we all can enjoy ourselves together. Whatever we had, we enjoyed together, you know, as one. So that was awesome just to wake up and, you know, surprise her, make, you know, just surprise her. We already knew what was going to be going on, but, you know, just to see her with her smile, and, you know, you sometimes remember that sometimes, those smiles that we seen, even though our parents are gone, those same smiles that we used to put on their faces, even, you know, when we was in programs and did things at school, you just remember those fun times and the smiles they used to have on their face when they knew, okay, yeah, she did it, you know what I'm saying? And so we just thank God for those moments of those different times that we got to share with our parents. And because it's a good thing when you know that you have did something to make your parents happy, you know, and especially different things, you know, and they could just say, yeah, that's my child right there, you know. And like when they used to come to school, when they used to come to school and bring, you know, cakes to school and toys to school and all this stuff to school, when it was time to do that stuff, you know, you had that parent that would come in and do that and then, you know, enjoyed everything, which is so, just thank God for those moments that we had, of precious moments that we had of putting those smiles on their face, and we knew that we did that. We put that smile on her face, you know. So we just thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
you want me to go ahead? Okay, I didn't know.
So beautiful things. Sister, are you about to say something?
Oh, go ahead.
But I heard Sister. No, that's fine. I can wait.
Now, I was just going to tell you guys about my Christmas, but you think it was funny. I mean, mine was really hilarious, most of the time, because somebody was always banging on the piano and the organ, singing songs most of the time, day or night, it didn't matter Christmas or not. I mean, we were always singing or doing something in the musical way. My grandmother was good enough to be offered for TV. Yeah, and she rejected it, but she was on the radio. Yeah, so cool. We had lots of fun at Christmas. Usually, Grandma and Grandpa would make it look like Santa was coming, and ended up one time they messed up. They ate the cookies and the drink. And I come down the stairs and said, "What in the world are you doing? You told me about Jesus and about the Santa Claus? Get over it. I know there is a Jesus, but there ain't no Santa Claus, so don't make it look like there is, and eat the stuff." So we had a fight, and then I got over it. But we've had times right. like that where, you know, most of the time we got along and kissed everybody. We went to church all the time, and I was even up in Cathedral tomorrow with Rex Humbard, where Ernest Angley is now. I don't know if he's still up there. And my grandparents ate with the Cathedral Quartet. So I got to see these real hotshot people, but I was just a child. So I didn't see much excitement until I got to take piano lessons and
My mother took piano and organ. Grandma took organ, and they played by ear. And I took piano, and you know, I'm trying to teach now. I taught a 15-year-old girl now. She's a professional pianist now. So it just takes a lot of time to have fun. We had a blast at Christmas. We always had a tree. Small one, never a big one, and never a real one. I don't know why they didn't want a real one. They never did. Grandma and Grandpa raised me. My father, he died when I was 1 year, 4 months, but he's in heaven. I'll get to see him someday, even though I really wish I could have known my dad. And I have a stepfather named Don Cooper, and he was nice. But my mom ran off with him as a second marriage later, and they traveled the whole country, so I never got to see her much or him. So Grandma and Grandpa raised me. And I've had more fun being a granddaughter and take care of them until both of them passed away. So, and then I married the best husband in the whole universe, Kenny. So I'm happy.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Well,
now, is that everybody?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. When I think of Christmas, I think of making cookies, sugar cookies, with a crushed candy cane. And Lord knows there was a whole bunch of candy cane available in the house this time of the year. So it would get rolled up under the rolling pin and sprinkled within the cookie dough. And I thought that was not only wonderful to enjoy, but we would make little plates and we would pass them out at my great aunt Frances's convalescent home, and also on our block. In addition to that, I remember, like before we would take off to go do those things, my grandfather busting out my mother's Christmas tree that used to be like in a popcorn tin. It was from her childhood, and he would take such care and such pride to bring that tree out and set it out. That's where all the little gifts went. And he would give the story every year about that little tree, which with the ornaments still attached, and light and the lights. He would have it. It was so, like, squished together from all the years. But he would bring it out like it was the first time we had ever seen it, and he would talk about how they decorated it, how he left it that way, and you know he would put it up and bring it out every year. So when I think of Christmas, I think of those times. I think about folks who are happy to have a visitor, mm-hmm. to stop by and wish them well, and sneak them a cookie when they weren't supposed, especially the folks in the convalescent home, they were glad to get a cookie or two. So mm-hmm. these are the things I think about, and just glad to have added on to those memories over the years and share that thought with you all this night. I'm complete.
All right. That's beautiful. All right, Wolfgang, it's on you, brother.
All right, Six, can you play a song that will kind of introduce mine? I need the song
sure.
Billy's Christmas Witch by Red Sylvine.
Billy Christmas Witch.
Billy's Christmas Wish by Red Sylvine. I want everybody to listen very carefully to this because it introduces mine real good.
Okay.
Okay, what is the name of that song again?
Billy's Christmas Wish.
Okay.
And that's Sovine, S-O-V-I-N-E. Red like the color, Red Sovine. Right, Mr. Wolfgang?
That's correct. Red Sovine, Billy's Christmas Wish.
Okay, that one I'm not finding, Wolfgang.
Well, hold on.
Want me to pull it? I have it here.
Oh, you
go ahead.
It? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, hang on. I hear it comes. Hold on just one moment. Here we go.
Okay.
The fat man sat on the busy street corner, his white beard and red suit in line. His ho-ho brought joy to the children, for again it was Christmas time. His belly would shake as he merrily laughed, spreading his Christmas joy. I'm Santa, come sit on my knee, he'd say, to each little girl and boy. But standing apart from the merry crowd stood a lad about 7 years old. With no coat to cover his bony frame, he was shaky and weak from the cold. He had no shoes to warm his feet. He looked hungry, just skin and bone. But with a look of peace on his humble little face, he just stood there all alone. And Santa saw the boy a sympathy bill, and he said, come here, lad, come here to me. He covered the trembling frame with his robe as he placed the child on his knee. The boy looked up into Santa's eyes with worship for the bearded man. And he said, my name's Billy, and I love you, sir. Why, you're the grandest in all the land. And I didn't mean to be no trouble, Santa. He went on, trying hard to smile. But I heard you laughing, and I saw the kids, and I thought I just wasn't for a while. But I won't bother you with wanting nothing, sir, because I already know I've been bad. Santa looked down at the poor little ragged boy, and he said, son, where's your mother's name? Well, my daddy lives in prison, Santa. That's what Mama says, anyhow. They say he shot Mama's boyfriend. He's been there a long time now. And me and Mama, we live with Mr. Brown now. Mom works at the bar every day. Mr. Brown just drinks beer and cusses a lot whenever I get in his way. So I've been gone about 4 days now, Santa. I've been sleeping in cars that I find. And I know that makes me a bad boy. But you sure have been treating me kind. I've been praying for you since I've been waking up, Santa, every Christmas Eve night. And then the next day, the kids have all the toys, and I know that you made it all right. And I'm so glad to see them so happy as I go walking along. But my stocking is always empty. And that's how I know I've done wrong. Mr. Brown told me all about it. He says I just ain't no good. And I know he's right, because you never changed, sir. And I know if I wasn't glad, then you would. It's okay, son, Santa muttered. Such faith he had not seen in a while. Though a tear was straining to fill his eyes, he looked down at the lad with a smile. Just tell Santa what you'd like, son. Anything you might have in mind. I didn't know where you lived before, Billy. But I promise I won't miss you next time. Little Billy's face quickly grew brighter. Such luck he would never have guessed. After thinking a while, he finally said, well, sir, I might just have one request. Have you ever been to heaven, Santa? Well, I bet you know God as good as you are. Could I just ride up to Jesus' house, sir, if it's not too awful far? He might just let me live there a while. Daddy says he likes little boys. And I wouldn't take up too much room, sir. I'd just sit in the back with the toys. And I promise not to be bad, Santa. And I could help God do his chores. And he might even let me see Daddy. And I wouldn't be hungry no more. I'm so tired and sleepy now, Santa, said the child as he looked toward the skies. With a sigh, he relaxed against Santa's chest and peacefully closed his eyes. Santa quickly felt for the little boy's pulse. Someone please get a doctor, he said. But when the ambulance took little Billy away, everyone knew he was dead. The children had grown more silent as they listened to the little boy. They were no longer happy and laughing. His story had stolen their joy. They looked to Santa for comfort. He fought for the right words to say. He said, now, kids, don't be sad for Billy, because he just went to heaven today. He wanted to go and live with God. So now everything's all right. Let thoughts of Billy make your hearts beat fine. And I'll see you all Christmas Eve night. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Now, the reason I picked that song, most of you have had very good Christmases, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm thanking God that all of you have. But I come from the opposite side of the tracks, if you will. I came from both my grandparents as well as my parents. They were the mental and abusive type. And for me, there was no such thing as a happy Christmas. Oh, they decorated the house, and they'd put up a tree and all that, but there was no such a thing as Santa Claus visiting me, giving me presents. There was no such thing as having a big dinner. Oh, they had a big dinner that they'd fix. But us kids, we got this real small plate of food, and it was only one meal during that day, and it was a real small meal, and that was it. And it was the same size meal that we'd get for the rest of the time during the year. We only got one meal a day. So it wasn't nothing special. To us, it was just like another day on the calendar. And then at night, we were locked inside our bedroom with a padlock on the outside of the door so that we couldn't go out and get into the refrigerator to get food or whatever. Because they wanted to keep the money that was given to us by the government so they could go out and drink and smoke or whatever they were doing and live up their lives. Oh, they had presents for each other and the adults, but not for us. That was the kind of Christmas I grew up with.
So you're telling me on a daily basis, 365 days a year, when you went to your room, it was locked?
It was locked from the outside with a padlock. Yes.
Well, how?
But they were sneaky enough. Now they were sneaky enough that if they heard that the children's services were coming, they'd remove the lock to make it look like, oh no, that we don't lock the door. Da da da. But oh no, it was locked. The back then they had the rotary phones. They had a lock on the telephone, so we couldn't call out. None of that stuff. And I've got pictures to show me when I was young, I was real skinny. You could tell I was malnourished.
So how did you shower and go pay your water bill? How did you do that?
Oh, they paid the bills, and we took a
bath. No. That's okay, so you took a bath, but when one to go to the bathroom, how did you do that if the door was locked?
We had to wait till morning, and if we were caught doing it on the floor, oh, we would catch hell. And that's the truth. That's why I said we were in an abusive family, both physically and mentally.
Wow. That's my word, wow.
At least you're speechless, Missionary Wolfgang. I'm glad that you were able to overcome. I'm so glad.
You're a strong brother. I never know you went through that. Mm. You were strong.
Kenny, I have pictures of you with that, too. I got pictures of him, how skinny he was, and he showed me pictures. And I've also got pictures when he had his dog. He still was skinny because his parents never cared.
Man, and even to this day, my parents don't care. So.
God bless you, Sister Ruthie, for being a beautiful helpmeet to our brother.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. That I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Wolfgang, shame on you.
Right now, he's
You'd
in a nursing home, and she, I think, living down the street over here.
Yeah, she lives around the block from us, but his dad lives in a nursing home.
Even that, even as close as they are, they don't call, they don't nothing. It's like they don't even exist.
No, they don't care about him, and it makes me cry because I told him, Kenny, when I marry you, you're going to get more love than you've ever had in your life, and 25 years of bliss for me.
That's what it's been. He speaks about it. Bless you. Bless you, Sister Ruthie. Bless you.
Yeah.
Many more days to his life that were miserable is what he's endured.
That's, man, I never, Wolfgang, I've known you a lot of years, and I, wow, man.
You'd be surprised how many people live two lives.
Yeah.
So how are they going to, man, I got to play some Christmas music because I'm about to cry. We'll be right back. Six Hours Radio. What is this? Christmas. Merry Christmas. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Amen.
We need to have everybody over for Christmas some year, Kenny, if it wasn't so bad weather. We should just send them over here. Maybe they could take a plane or something.
Well, hey, they could all make me a happy Christmas if they want to send me a gift through PayPal.
Give your PayPal information.
Digit 2, F-O-R, digit number 1, K-A-T-I-E at gmail.com.
All
everybody
right.
Send everybody on the line, send Ken and Wolfgang $10. Everybody send Ken and Wolfgang $10. We're going to start it off at $10. Man, Wolfgang, I can't relate. And like I say, man, I'm a tough guy. But that right there, man, that's a tearjerker, dude. My parents,
well, I'll put it this way, Six. If I would have done what you did as a kid, getting anywhere near the tree, forget under the tree. If I would have got 10 feet near the tree, they would have tore me up from the floor up. And I wouldn't have been able to sit for a month.
Yeah, they let us sleep under that tree. Now, that's what we used to do. We used to sleep under the tree. And like I said, they, you know, sometimes it would be like little gifts under there. But then once we went to our room and came back, it was big, big presents under there. And see, one thing about my mother and father, when they got you gifts, if they knew everybody on this line, your gift would be as equal to mine. If I got a stereo, you got a stereo. Got a bike, you got a bike.
Well, that wasn't the way it was in my household. It was always gifts for the adults they gave each other, but not for us. Forget that.
Yeah.
Because your sister used to get a lot more attention than you, remember? She got even better sandwiches than you.
I was the only one that got any kind of things was my sister because she had got burned when she was six. And that's a whole nother story.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, but that's unfortunate. But one thing about it, like I said, my parents were very, very generous. My cousin, they got good gifts. I remember my cousin Michael. Now, my cousin Michael took martial arts. And my father loved pool, billiards, pool. He played pool. He also played chess. He tried to teach me how to play chess, but I couldn't find interest in it. But I do know. It's a very interesting game, but I just never took the time to learn it. It didn't interest me. But I remember one time my father got my cousin Michael a chess set. And if it wasn't so late, I'll call him. But got him a chess set. We have a crystal room. And when I tell you this dude jumped over the table, he cleared the crystal. This some stuff that looked like it was in a Bruce Lee movie, but he literally did this. He literally jumped over that table with excitement, and he still talks about that from time to time. If I were to call him right now, he'd tell you that story. So my parents got my family good gifts, and my aunt, I knew what they were going to get me. I was going to get socks for Christmas. I got the white shadow socks. Kenny, you remember those socks that went all the way up your leg with the different colors? that's what my aunts would get me. I would get the white chattel socks. My one aunt, my Aunt Rosie, got me a puzzle that you put together, and she got me Ralph the dog puppet. Now,
yeah. Well,
puppet,
speaking of games, six. Speaking of games.
So I'm not done yet.
Okay.
So I'm still speaking. So that puppet has been through it. I bit the nose off. It has one eye and one ear missing. And if nieces and nephews haven't met with that, it was downstairs in the basement. And my aunt told me that she was going to sew that ear back on. So if that ear is still inside of that Ralph dog puppet. But that's one of the things. I still have that puppet to this day. I'm complete.
Now, speaking of Game 6, there's two games that after I grew up and bought for myself, and they're designed for a blind person, is Connect 4 and Checkers. And guess what? And I also got Braille Monopoly. Look out. I'll challenge you any day on all three, and I'll tell you what, I'll kick your butt.
He always beats me at Braille Monopoly.
Right,
and Connect 4, we kind of can't. What's that other one, honey? I missed
we'll
that
be
one.
Right back.
He's adorable.
Come on,
he
Chad.
Does anything. So.
Come on, Chad. Chad is dancing, y'all.
All right.
Go, Chad.
Let's boogie.
Yeah, I want to do the hustle, darling.
This is a good chopper song.
How Chad is over here dancing like his feet's gonna break.
Hey,
sure enjoying a very Merry Christmas here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Christmas edition with kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Ruthie, Nicole, Ken Wolfgang, and Nicole. Amen. Wow. So, I don't know what kind of, so Chad's feet, now you know when you walk, this dude's feet, this is Papa Six Eyes song. We'll be right back after this. For you, Papa Six Eyes, get up there and dance with Mama.
Hi, son. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
They would always dance to this song. They slow dance to this song.
I think that's wonderful.
Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. Miss you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And a very Merry Christmas. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network Christmas. Want to say hello? What's up? Merry Christmas to the squad, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Everyone?
Y'all know who this is? Anybody know who this is?
I'm trying to remember who this is.
If y'all don't remember this... Say it again. Say it again.
No, I don't want to say it again.
No, 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 no. Say it again. Who is this? You said Vanilla Ice?
No.
All right, now I'm a-
That's not.
I surrender
I'm
my
trying to hear
card.
It.
Okay, y'all not gonna guess that. Y'all all too young to remember that. Okay,
I'm
so
trying to hear it so I can guess.
You ain't gonna guess it. You're not. Y'all not gonna guess this.
That's not Run DMC, is it?
Nope. That is a Dana Dane's Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Dana Dane, yes.
Cinderfella? Dana Dane?
Yeah, Cinderfella, Dana Dane. Last time I seen Dana Dane in concert, it was him, MC Light, and MC Light. So this is what these celebrities do. So she performed, Georgie Porgy, she did all that stuff. She did I Am the Light. She did all the hits. She sung that music. She got that money. She ran out the door. And they had that car parked. All she did was walk out the door and jumped into the car. Got out of there. Dana Dane stayed. And if you look up DanaDane.com, that's what he was promoting, DanaDane.com. DanaDane.com, that's all he was promoting. So,
oh.
Yeah. ATL, where you at? You're mighty quiet, brother. Where you at?
Well, I was just telling Ruth, that song, if it had a little faster beat, you could have got the chopper off the ground.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get the chopper off the ground. And maybe...
Yeah, he
what
did it on our honeymoon, and he went spin around so high that I had
Let's
to.
Let's see if you do this.
We couldn't
you
even do
Chad,
slow dancing. He did
you
that
and
faster.
Chad have a dance off. Wolfgang and Chad with a dance off. Pride and Joy, what you at? Wolfgang, Chad, ATL, Mikhail, everybody. So, Chad and Wolfgang talk. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas from the Society Radio Network. Merry Christmas, Elijah.
I'm gonna keep it right now.
Merry Christmas to Plankton, Jay, Levi, Cuddles, Chuck, Stephanie,
Falcine, J. King.
Reek,
Mary, the whole JKN.
Yep.
Dan McNorton. All right, go ahead, Chad. Go ahead, Chad. Chad
Did
is breakdancing right now, Wolfgang.
Did it.
Chad is breakdancing.
Better his back than mine.
Yeah, he just told me he can only do it outside.
All right.
Elijah want to be on the radio.
Thank you.
He won't be on the radio right now, but he said thank you.
All right.
So you know Elijah like being on the radio. You already know.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Who's over there dancing? Pride and Joy. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Chad is up here dancing. Oh. Lavar is dancing. And say happy heavenly birthday to Michael McDonald. I mean, not Michael McDonald, George Michael. Excuse me.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. George Michael. You know. Yeah.
Michael McDonald said what?
Right.
I got to drink some more coffee.
Put a sugar cube in it.
Wow. Yeah, Michael McDonald's still with us. Wow. Sorry about that, Michael McDonald. Want to say Merry Christmas to the world. My family, your family, for my family, your family, Merry Christmas. Everybody, Monday through Friday, Merry Christmas. I don't want to leave nobody out. Thank you. Okay, somebody say something?
No, no, I think our sister, probably Joy is singing, or one of our sisters.
Yeah.
Singing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm. Chad, I know you don't know who this is. This is way before your time.
I'll bring it. Let's see.
Chad and LaVar is standing here like, who are you playing?
Oh, okay. I thought
right.
you were about to spin a new one. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of good times, what a wonderful time we shared on yesterday with AJ and the squad. That was awesome.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
all week has been wonderful.
That was a good show.
Yes.
Here y'all go. Now y'all know who this is. Hey, thank you, Chris Brown. Appreciate that. they changed Christmas songs.
I definitely don't know who that was. Okay, let me just go and get that out there. I don't recall. Sorry. But how about the Jackson 5, your favorite, or how about This Christmas by Stevie Wonder?
Yes, you're going to get all that.
Okay.
All right.
And make sure you get Nat King Cole.
Yes.
He's so wonderful.
This is another one. My father used to sing this one right here. Father, you can do this part right here.
We're caroling
Love that song. Love that song.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yo, what's up? This is Ray J, and I want to say Merry Christmas to all. Six up. How y'all going to put music on when I'm talking? Hey, six up.
I'll be right back.
Go ahead, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
I did it! I really did see Mommy kissing Santa Claus! And I'm gonna
You're enjoying a very, very Merry Christmas here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, December 25th, 2022. Kicking it with Six Eyes Edition. All right, all right, all right. So if y'all would have saw Chad, he was booked.
Awesome.
This one is for my sister. She was a Prince fanatic. For you, sister, love you, miss you. Somebody moving around. After this, we're going to get into some Christmas games. And can someone check the weather to see how it's faring outside? Amen. Appreciate that.
You're most welcome. I'll get the weather right now.
Six, I can answer that question for you.
That's Six-Eyed favorite, and family favorite. Father used to sing this too. Moonshine carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like everybody knows a turkey is a mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Teddy tots with their eyes on a glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna stop to see it rain. We know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple prayer to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been sad many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
La 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 la
Entertainment news.
Sweet and low. Okay, so getting that, I heard Missionary Wolfgang said he has say that he has information about the weather for you.
What's the weather, Ken Wolfgang?
Well, it's real simple to answer that question on the weather. It's in a song. It goes, the weather outside is frightful, but by the fire it's so delightful. But when you got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I can't believe all that profane language just now, but thank you. The four-letter word, I heard it.
Or you could do, honey, instead, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I love Bing Crosby, so you got.
Yeah, that's a classic.
We'll be right back. Happy holidays from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We'll find out that weather sooner or later, maybe after this song. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
Now, coming from a household full of music, just a musical family, that was one of my brother's favorite songs. So you got a glimpse of my brother, Mama and Papa Six Eyes, my sister Prince, and me, it's just music.
Honey, I think we like music just like he does.
Now this song right here, please everybody don't make any noise. This is what my mother told me. Love you, Mama.
Hard time, oh yeah, yeah. You know, better than I thought. Well, I do found out just what you meant. But I had to follow the code just to be my man. Thank you.
Love you, Mama. First Christmas without you.
Come on, y'all. Let's dance. Come on, Dad. Donald J. Trump. Merry Christmas, Six Eyes. Everyone, hello.
Hello.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Everyone else. Wolfgang. Ruthie. Pride and joy. Nicole, Nicole, ATL, Ray J. Merry Christmas from Margo Largo. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bless you as well.
Yes. Six Eyes, you give me a call, okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So hope you're enjoying this very merry Six Eyes Christmas, kicking it with Six Eyes. So how's everybody doing?
Again, right now enjoying the music and the good company.
Yeah, so that song right there, I had to play it because that song right there, it says it all. It says it all. But we're having a great time. Station is still going strong. Again, want to thank the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network. There's no me without you. It's an us, not a me. So appreciate each and every one of you. Chad is happy, opening up his gifts. LeVar has made, this is coffee, thank you. So he says, Merry Christmas. All right. Woof, what you doing over there?
Eating apple crisp.
Nice.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
Quite yummy.
Yes.
All right, okay. Apple crisp.
I'm here for you.
Get up and do your chopper.
Go, Henny, go.
maybe after this
You
song.
Should see him on our honeymoon. He was flipping all over the place.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, we had a blast. We had a band in the back of us. See, we were dancing around in circles at the blind camp, and it was a blast. And then he preached a sermon and some guy got saved.
Amen.
Yeah, somebody got saved at the camp. Yeah, we went to the camp for our honeymoon. It was fun.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Well, hope you can feel that good music all over. In addition to that, here in Cleveland, or I should say for you all in Cleveland, y'all can feel the very, very cold and frigid weather. I have the numbers here, and boy, it says here 11 degrees Fahrenheit right now, feels like negative 8 degrees. Breezy, cloudy, frigid are the descriptors here on this Christmas Day, December 25th, 2022, there on the eastern seaboard. We're still waiting for it here on the west coast. It says here tomorrow you're going to have an awesome high of 25 degrees. very cold, and with a little of the four-letter word that Missionary Wolfgang doesn't like, said much. what is it? What do we say? Angel? No, not angel's tears.
Angel
oh,
feathers.
Feathers. Yes. You'll be having a few of those in the afternoon there, and that also covers Ashtabula, Ohio. I could go on, but I figure to stop now and get back to the great music. So back to you, Six.
All right. Thank you for our weather here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, home of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Six Eyes Music Studio Productions.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like LaVar is getting electrocuted right now. I don't know what. LaVar? I'll leave the dancing up to the kids.
That's funny.
Absolutely not. There's nothing on this earth that's going to get me to dance.
And I like to do the Cleveland Shuffle. You guys ever do that?
Ruthie, no. You can do the Shuffle?
Yes, I can do the Shuffle.
The Cupid Shuffle or the Cleveland Shuffle? Cupid or Cleveland, sister? Which one is that?
Yeah, that's the one that's on my computer. If I could get off here and put on the computer, I can play it and dance it right now.
Whoa. What song is this?
It's called the Cleveland Shuffle.
Like the Cleveland Shuffle. Hold on. David Ruffin.
I can dance it, honey.
All right. You
you want me to find it, Six, or you got it?
I got it. David Ruffin, shut up. Stand by. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, don't lose the thing. Please don't lose it. All right, here we go. Let's go. Come on, Kenny, let's do the shuffle. Oh, God. Come on, Kenny.
Go ahead, Chad.
I'm having a blast.
Oh, Chad is into this. Go ahead, Chad.
All right, Chad. Go, baby.
Let's do this. Oh, God. Go, Ruthie.
All I need is my train. We had to do it with the train. See, we had a whole bunch of people dancing with us when I learned how to do this.
No. You said if you put the song on, you'll dance. That's what you're
doing. I'm dancing now.
Okay.
I'm telling
all
you
right
now.
Now. All right now. Sit it down, Wolfgang. Sit it down. Sit it down, Wolfgang.
Come on, Kenny.
You haven't seen nothing. Watch
Come
this.
On, honey. We, you know how to do the shuffle. All you got to do is get like a little train. You get behind each other and you start shuffling. That's all.
I don't know how to do the shuffle, but I do the chopper with it.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm
all right, go y'all,
shuffle.
Go y'all, go y'all.
I like that little noise in the background. It's pretty cool, like a whistle.
Right.
And our dog used to do the booty bounce.
Yeah, that's what he's got playing next is booty bounce.
Yeah, that's the one the dog did. Yeah, you know, we had a dog that actually danced like a booty bounce. Because he walked down the street just like he was booty bouncing. Oh, good, Nikhil's still on too. Oh, Nicole and Kenny Six and me, it looks like. ATL left.
Yeah, ATL probably was tired.
Well, you know, tonight he told, what did he say? They were, he were able to get off early from work. So
yeah.
Yeah, he's probably resting, so.
So it's all good. It's all good, boy. Appreciate ATL.
Yeah.
Appreciate everyone. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, then you do the booty bounce.
Thank you.
Yeah, he wants to get me off the floor and get me airborne. He could go play the booty bounce, and then we'll really get the chopper off the ground.
Oh, wait a minute. The who now? The booty bounce. Six, you got the booty bounce. Do you have this?
It's what our dog used to do when he walked down the street. He looked like he was moving around a funny way. That's all. Well, are you coming in, huh? You coming in to do the dance in the front room or what?
Nah, I'll stay out here.
How are you going to do that chopper in the garage? There's no room for it out there.
Don't worry, I'll make it work.
Well, honey, if you're going out there, I'll watch it, but it's too cold in the garage.
Your booty start bouncing.
I gotta send you guys a video of our dog doing this and dancing. Okay.
Where's the one with the words? He ought to play the one with the words.
Oh, he's just got the background. Okay. Okay.
Six, do you have the one
send
with
it
the words?
Nicole and Nikhil can see this dog. Because the dog actually looked like he was walking down the street and he did a dance. It was cute.
Wow.
Yeah, her name was Truman. And the other one was Maggie. And she didn't like puddles, but you could see her in her baby. She liked to get in the water, but she didn't like to be around puddles with Kenny. She'd skirt the puddles when she was with Kenny. Oh.
It's Christmas, baby, on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Oh, my God, I'm hearing that.
Thank you.
Boogie. That's an old song I sang when I think when I was in school. You know, boogie.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be on the top.
From my family.
All right, this Chad wants y'all. Chad, this is Chad wants to do this for y'all.
Aw, that's pretty.
No talking. Go ahead, Chad. This is his Christmas gift to you.
Merry Christmas. Love you all.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry
love
Christmas.
You too.
I love you back. Merry Christmas.
Love you too.
That was Chad Christmas gift.
I found it for you guys.
Okay.
All right, right after this.
And the worst of the worst is the one that we call through.
We can. You're still enjoying it.
Here we go. We're booty bounce.
All right.
Y'all get ready for this. Am I still here?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Who we got with us? Who's still here?
Got Kenny and me. And
I'm here.
I think we still have Nicole.
I'm here.
Y'all got Nicole.
Let me see that booty bounce. Let me see that booty bounce. Let me see that booty bounce. Come on, girl, get on the floor and bump that booty. Let me show. Stand on up, squat back down and bump that booty. This dance is kind of fun. Just squat and bump like a rat nut donkey. Only on the animal. Let me get up and get behind the girl. Cause y'all got to be with it. Just like you, don't stop getting it. Cause you know me, my boys want to hit it. So come on, girl, and bounce the hook with it. And make that big rump twirl. This goes out to y'all big booty girl. So pretty little bounce it out. And make that booty bounce. Let me see that booty bounce. Let me see that booty bounce. Let me see that girl. Now I see y'all getting into it, just like Mike, oh yeah, just do it. This dance ain't never fun, just going on out there, shake some fun. This song's gonna rock the nation, that's a little night club. Well, ladies, radio. I guess this is y'all magic mic moment. Yeah, we're gonna like it just like and y'all know what it is, now violence, going on out there, hit some hydraulics, and put your hands, all you need is a bigger pile. Just squat on down and make a drop. This is how 71 gets down, so bounce it on down and touch the ground. So go ahead, make that bounce to the island, and make that booty bounce.
Let me see that booty bounce.
down this hood grind. Bounce on down this hood grind. Let me see that, girl. Let me see that booty bounce. Bounce on down this hood grind. Bounce on down this hood grind. Let me see that, girl. Let me see that booty bounce. Bounce on down this hood grind. Bounce on down this hood grind. Let me see that, girl. Let me see that booty bounce.
All right now.
Hey, that's about as exciting as Niagara Falls, darling.
Wow.
You guys ever go to Niagara Falls? It's beautiful. You guys go to Niagara Falls sometime next summer. I know. I couldn't help it because I just got a picture here of Niagara Falls, and I couldn't help but say something about it.
You got these ladies in a frenzy, Wolf. On this Christmas 2022.
Kenny, why don't you come out and dance the chopper
Network.
Now?
The women are going crazy. Y'all all right over there? Wow.
What you do in the office, honey? You didn't go around in circles on there, did you?
Hey, put it this way. Never thought I'd have a song like that, did you, Six?
No, sir. Not at all.
Honey, I love it. You should do that one we had at our wedding, honey. Never face to face.
Okay, one at a time. Let's go around the room. And get the women's reaction to that electrifying dance that you gave for them, Wolfgang Magic Mike. On this Christmas, everybody go around the room.
I just think it's beautiful. 25 years of marital bliss, and the booty is still popping. Y'all still dance together and have fun together. I think it's awesome.
I still wish we had the dog.
Forget the mistletoe. Forget all that. I think that's awesome.
Honey, I got that to you 1 year. Remember the mistletoe? And you didn't kiss me. We ended up throwing it out because it stunk, so we just kissed anyway.
My God.
Yeah, that was our first Christmas
together. Awesome.
Amen. Who's next?
I just want to know who is the author of that song?
I don't know. All I just know is the title of it.
Honey, don't forget the electric slide.
It's the same group that did the other one about Cleveland Shuffle.
That's 71 North. 71 North. Those are my friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Did they
do the electric slide too, Ken?
I'm not sure.
No, they didn't do that. No, they did Booty Bounce, Cleveland Shuffle. And then they got this this bike song, like for the people that have the motorbikes, they got a bike song where they name all the bike clubs.
Oh, I had never heard of them until tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, everybody in a frenzy, Wolfgang.
Hey, I used to be into a lot of rap, so. Hey, don't let me fool you. I'm into a little bit of everything.
He's good at it, too. I mean, he can do all kinds of dancing.
Awesome.
And I could dance, too, but see, since I gained a little weight, I've got to get the weight off, and that'll be easier for me.
Earlier, you guys were talking about Run DMC.
Dancing will help with that.
Dancing helps with that. I know something about this.
But you guys were talking about a Run DMC earlier. I could do a verse of one of their songs by memory.
You ought to get together sometime, Nicole. I'll have to talk to you. Maybe we can work out something. I could lose weight.
Okay.
I tried over here, I can't go to it.
Oh, well, I know some folks out of Georgia, and we can link into their dance class through the computer. But hang on a second. Missionary Wolfgang, what you got? You said Run DMC. You got a verse. You got a bar. Let's hear it.
Okay. Dinner. You ate it. There is none left. It was salty with butter, and it was death. You proceeded to eat it because you was in the mood. But homes, you did not read it was a can of dog food. You be ill it.
Yes. You know, I didn't know he could do this till recently. He did that before a long time ago. He is pretty good. Man, he is.
Wow. What you got, Pete? Yeah. What you got? What you got,
I can't
though?
Stop that. I can't top that. One, two, buckle my shoe. Buckle my shoe. Buckle my shoe. I can't top that.
That's fire.
Wow. Did y'all hear
uh-oh.
That? Gang rapping.
Yeah, see that?
What's going on?
We didn't know you had it in you.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so I'm gonna name you.
Honey,
now,
it's too bad we didn't videotape the honeymoon.
You are well. I don't think we want to watch that. Something.
No. I'm just talking about the music part.
Right.
You know the part where
he
danced.
No,
that's all.
No. Some things are for you. That's for you.
We just did some dancing.
That.
I'm talking about the dancing, silly.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can you imagine, guys? We went to a blind camp for our honeymoon. Okay.
You've heard of Highbrook Lodge, haven't you, Six?
Yeah, that's
you probably
that's
come
where
there.
We go for camp.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we went on our honeymoon.
Yeah, we went to Highbrook Lodge, honey.
So y'all stayed in one of the lodges?
Yeah, we and while we were there, they had a live band and I was dancing.
And we actually ended up having dinner with them, and then we went back to the Budgetel. We won't get into that.
But what was real funny when they saw me starting to do the chopper, everybody cleared the area and let me go.
That's
wow.
Awesome. That is awesome.
How many people you take out?
I didn't take out nobody. When they saw I started going like that, they just cleared a big area for me and just let me go.
Yeah, we had. Wasn't it
yeah,
a rock band, honey?
Yeah, it was a rock band,
say,
and they
I
were blind.
Never seen no man dance like that. Let me get out of his way. Wow.
Because they had a song going and it was a real fast beat, and I was actually clearing the ground.
Yeah. I'll leave the dancing to you. So your new name for this Christmas 2022 is Rapping Dancing Missionary Wolfgang, the Wolf. Ow! That's your new name.
Ow!
Yeah, we're the Wolf on the Prowl.
I love it. I know my people above, mom, dad, sister, and brother, are rolling. They are rolling all over heaven up there because they had a great sense of humor, too. They had a great sense of humor.
Yes.
My mother called you Wolfman. I said, is that Wolfman? I said, Wolfman? I'm sorry, son. Wolfman. So I think Ken just started letting her call him the Wolfman.
Yeah, when I told him, when she said that on one of my shows, on the Friday show, and you went to try to correct her, I said, Six, leave her alone. I said, it's okay with me. And after then, you just let her go.
Yeah. Yeah. She combined Facebook with FaceSpace. Don't put me on FaceSpace. Yeah. But a lot of love. She got She got fans all over the world. Say it again.
You meant to say space. I mean, Facebook and MySpace.
What
That's what
say?
She was combining.
Well, I don't know what I just
you said. Facebook him and face space something you said. But it's
okay.
MySpace and Facebook. And she would call it
okay.
face space.
Yeah. But she got a lot of people.
Well, just to let y'all
people.
Know, we got 16 minutes left.
Oh, you're talking about it's after the hour. Yeah, it's about after two, hon.
16 minutes of the bonus hour left.
Yeah, you're right. I can see the clock.
Well, tomorrow, join us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That is at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, where you get to praise on without leaving the house on this blustery, cold Christmas day. The number to the Six Eyes Radio Network is 424-243-9617. That's 424-243-9617. Join us. Get your praise on without leaving the house. Stay warm. Drink tea. Drink cocoa. Drink coffee. Whatever you drink, just stay warm and get your praise on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Yeah, we have danced, we have partied, we have shared stories. So after we wake up, after me and my sister wake up, and keep in mind now I went to bed at 8 o'clock. So I'm waking up with a flat afro. Well, one side of my afro is flat, the other side is still puffed out, whatever side I slept on. So I wake up 12 o'clock. And those presents are in the living room. Now, I guess we had like a Steve Urkel type neighbor come over to help me open up my gifts. That's Bebe and Johnny. They've since passed on to two of my childhood friends I grew up with. But they would come over and help me open up my presents. So, good memories, good friends, you know, that's gone on to glory as well. So the main thing about it, you know, during this holiday season, you know, people are seasonally depressed. People are missing loved ones, you know. Like I say, first without mama, very rough. But with family and friends, you guys help get me through this with this show. I do appreciate love each and every one of you. And that's what we got to do. We got to continue to live while we're down here on Earth, and remember the good memories that we had with our loved ones. That's how we do that. But one of the best things I used to love, my father used to always give me eggnog. So that's one thing, you know, one thing I look forward to. And we sit there, we drink, we listen to music. When I play billiards, we'll play pool, drink eggnog, and play pool, eat pecans, and just listen to music. Just lifetime full of memories, you know. So that's what I'll carry with me. My nephew just turned 30 today. So once again, happy birthday, Ray. To my family, my friends, my fans, love each and every one of y'all. And to the world, I bid you all a Merry Christmas. I'm complete. God bless.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Love you all.
All right. God bless everybody, and we'll catch you on tomorrow's show.
God bless everyone. Merry Christmas.
God bless. Merry Christmas. Yes. Enjoy the season, the moment, and the reason. I am complete. Amen.
Amen.